Classics, A Look Back at the 50s, is the ninth volume published by the students at Everest High School. They interviewed more than 100 local people for the project, and when they were done, the book weighed in at 579 pages. Social studies teacher Jim Cagle says the program is one of a kind.
A number of other high schools have gotten involved with oral histories, but no one has really taken it to the level that we have.
The school has published local bestsellers on the Depression, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, two volumes on World War II, and three on central Wisconsin's Hmong population. Each book involves a long-term commitment from its team of young writers.
When we start a project like this, it's a 2-3 year venture down the road. They may start on it as freshmen or as eighth graders, and they're generally going to be in their senior year when that book gets published.
Senior Chris Hess worked on the 50s book. She not only learned about publishing, she learned a lot about the era from the people she interviewed. She asked them about race.
Many people that grew up in Wisconsin said that they actually never saw an African-American person in our area until much later.
About Wisconsin Senator Joe McCarthy's crusade against communism.
We had a lot of people who said that at the time they supported him, but as time went by and they looked back, they saw the error of their ways.
And about television.
The majority of families can name the date they got their television, June 13th, 1953, and what they watched first.
Teacher Jim Cagle says the students are doing valuable work by preserving local history.
When we did the first World War II book, we had seen an article that talked about the number of World War II veterans that were passing weekly. If we don't do something, if we don't go out and get those things, they're going to be lost forever.
The next book project is already underway, saving the stories of the few local people who still remember the 20s before they're lost forever. Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.